The Oakland Zoo received and assessed 5 new tigers for placement. This comes from their ongoing effort to provide expert care, rehabilitation, and permanent homes for animals impacted by commercial wildlife trade and private ownership. According to the zoo's website, it had long committed to rescuing and caring for exploited big cats. The tigers were rescued from the recently shuttered Barry R. Kirshner Wildlife Foundation in Oroville, California, which had been named as the worst roadside zoo in America by PETA. The facility was shut down last year by the state for repeated violations of animal welfare laws. The shutdown stemmed from a lawsuit PETA had filed. 2 of the tigers were sent to PAWS, which stands for Performing Animal Welfare Society, which specializes in providing expert lifelong care for older and physically challenged animals with complex needs. 1 tiger was sent to the Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge in Arkansas. Since the passing of the zoo's previous rescue tigers, Mia and Lola, earlier this year, the zoo has kept a habitat available to provide a home for future tigers in need. The new cat to be a permanent resident of the zoo is a 13-year-old tiger named Sitara, or Star in Hindi. She currently has access to a temporary outdoor space as she gets acclimated with her new space and the animal care team. With them, she will train and develop skills to successfully navigate her new habitat. Amy Phelps, zoological manager at Oakland Zoo, says, "These tigers have been given a future with greater stability, greater opportunity, and greater peace. That didn't happen by chance. It happened because each of us chose to give our skills, compassion, and commitment to something larger than the Oakland Zoo." North Bay Representative Jared Huffman was a key sponsor and legislative champion of the Big Cat Public Safety Act, and he successfully advanced the legislation to ban the private ownership of big cats and end abusive cub petting industries.
Big Cat Public Safety Act would end the ownership of big cats as exotic pets and prohibit exhibitors from allowing the public to have contact with them.
The 2022 passage of the Big Cat Public Safety Act marked an important turning point banning public contact with big cat cubs in the U.S. Before this law, cubs were cruelly separated from their mothers shortly after birth, subjected to constant handling, and discarded once they grew too large to be handled. For KPFA News, I'm Joan Walsh.